Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
It is Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, folks. And take a listen to this quote. It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we should thank God that such men lived. That is General George S. Patton, and very befitting for Memorial Day. So happy Memorial Day to everyone, and hope you're having a great weekend. We have got an unbelievable lineup again tonight on Armed American Radio, Sean.
Yeah, we do.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. And I don't, you know, I'm going to have to give it away, right? Because I have to. People want to know what we're going to be talking about and who we're going to be talking with. But before I do that, let's give some phone numbers out if you want to participate. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. We'll bring you into the studio. You'll get to talk with Sean. Right, Sean?
Yes, sir. I'm manning the phones as we speak.
Oh, a man of many talents.
Absolutely.
He's multitasking down at the switchboards there. Emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and twitter.com/AAR Mark, twitter.com/AAR Mark. You can also check us out at Facebook. We do monitor that page. Sean, are you monitoring that today?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Okay, so there he is. We caught him off guard there, but he's going to monitor the Facebook page. You can go over to Facebook and look us up at Armed American Radio. And I want to give a really big, warm welcome and a hello today to Portland, Oregon. Oh, yeah, God's country. Been there. And folks, if you have never sat along the banks of the Columbia River out there, you have no idea what you're missing. It is so beautiful. KFXD, Freedom 970. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and your prescription for freedom has been filled. How cool is that, Sean? Look at him. He's already got phones lighting up over there. That's a beautiful thing. Okay, the guest lineup tonight, going to be a really, really good one. Ken Blanchard, the Black Man with a Gun, also known as Urban Shooter podcast website. He should be in here today. Hopefully we've got Ken in here. Last week he was supposed to join us. We see a line blinking up here. Hopefully Ken will be in. Also, Guy Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever had friends come over and give you the old stale gun control myths? The blood's going to run in the street. The Wild West had gun control. Assault weapons kill X amount of people, this kind of thing. Guy Smith will be here. And if you don't know who Guy Smith is, check him out, Gun Info. Oh, man, he has got, believe me, we're going to have so much fun today on Armed American Radio debunking gun control myths. And you can check it out before we get started at gunfacts.info, gunfacts.info, and download the PDF there. And he has got an answer for everything. He and I talked today, last minute addition to the program, but going to be a good one. He's going to stick with us through the roundtable. And I have a really special announcement to make. A really special guest in the studio with me today is Miss Nikki Gosar. You all know Nikki Gosar. You've heard her story before. If you haven't, we have listeners across the country that are new to Armed American Radio. You're going to hear it again tonight. It is gut-wrenching. It is heartbreaking. And it's why you made the decision to carry a gun. And you'll hear it straight from Nikki. We'll be bringing Nikki in just a few minutes. Sean, are you there with us?
Yes, and that was a really moving speech that she did at the Second Amendment March.
It was. It was something else. She's sitting across the table from me right now, and we're really proud to have her in the Armed American Radio Network studios with us. And her speech was very moving. She is really flying right behind and really close on the heels of Susanna Hupp. And they are good friends. Mm-hmm. And I know she's been a mentor of Nikki's for quite some time. We have a call already?
Yes, we do. Jerry from California.
Houston. Jerry from California?
Houston, California.
From Houston, California?
Houston. Houston without the T.
He wants to talk about California home defense laws.
Yes.
And what is the best weapon? That's a loaded question, pun intended. Let's go ahead and bring him in. We've got a couple minutes. Jerry, welcome to Armed American Radio, my man. Come on in. The water's warm.
Yeah, Yeah, I guess you could say that is a loaded question. I've got, I was telling your screener there, I just moved back to California.
You born poor soul.
I know. Born and raised here as a kid. I've got a family business back here. That's what I came back for.
Well, good for you. That makes it worthwhile.
Yeah. Things are going well here. Things are going well despite all the things. Now, I lived in Oklahoma and Colorado for quite a while. Of course, we had the Dirty Harry laws. We had, things were much more commonsensical in those states. Here, I've already gotten with the local sheriff's department. Deadly force in the house is just not an option for Californians. I'm not even sure where to begin here. My roommate and I, we have a home here. And my question is, as far as I was been trying to teach this guy basically about guns here, home defense. My attitude on it is a 12-gauge pump action shotgun is the best line of home defense.
It's a great choice. Absolutely. I have one. Listen, Clint Smith from Thunder Ranch said it best one time, and he's been quoted many, many times. You use your pistol to fight your way to your rifle or your shotgun.
Right.
If given that opportunity. And Tiger McKee, who's been a regular guest on the program from Shoot Right Academy, I think the last time he was on the air made the comment that if we could all walk around with our rifles slung over our shoulders, we would. That would be our ultimate choice.
Yes.
Right, Sean? Right.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it was Tiger that mentioned that.
Yeah, it was Tiger McGee.
So, yeah, that's a great choice for a home defense weapon, no question about it. And feel comfortable loading birdshot in that, too.
Birdshot, okay, because that's more non-lethal.
Yeah, well, how non-lethal when you're 5 or 6 feet away in a home?
Well, yeah.
Okay. What you're worried about there in the home is over-penetration, my friend. And birdshot, well, I've seen the results of the studies. Rob Pincus, who co-hosts the program and will be back very soon, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, he's been doing some heavy traveling. But Rob has done some tests with birdshot versus buckshot. And, let me put it this way. Ask yourself the same question I ask myself when people say, well, the 380 is really light. Or a 22. Do you want to get shot with it?
No, neither one of them.
Bingo. Anyway, Jerry, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh, quite all right. My question is, now that I'm in this position, what about beanbags? What about beanbags? Is that available to the public? I just found you guys last week, heard your show for the first time and said, wow, where did this come from? So I'm not sure where you guys are out of. But what's my, can I use beanbags here?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'd have to look up in California law there. You've got me stumped on that one. If anybody is listening that knows the answer to that question, please give us a call. Reach out to Sean at 877-956-9566 and answer that. I don't want to tell you something that I'm not familiar with in California. But I can tell you that your pick for a home defense weapon is top notch.
Yeah,
I can tell you that much.
What's my best value? This is the meat of the question.
We need George Hill on here. Is what we need. No, go ahead.
What's my best value for a 12 gauge pump? We don't have a whole lot of money to spend, but I want something durable, something that can actually, we can go out there and just put rounds through it. Get him used to it. Get me used to the gun. What's my best pound for pound price? What maker? What model?
Mossberg 12 gauge.
Yeah.
500 home defender.
That's or what any, I have.
Yeah, that's what Nikki has. See, Nikki jumped in before we could even get to her because she's over there writing notes. Tell him the Mossberg, which happens to be what I have as well. I actually have a variant of that.
That's what I have too.
You have the Mossberg?
Yes.
It's a great home defense weapon. I took the pistol grip off. I'll tell you that right now. You can look at the Terminator.
Yeah.
Okay. Take the pistol grip off and put a shoulder stock on it.
All right.
Because you will not be able to control that weapon in a stressful situation. It packs an awful mean punch.
Okay.
Awful mean punch. That is my own personal recommendation. I would remove that pistol grip. They look cool. But, man, I'm telling you what. If you've never fired one, that thing's about as mean. As mean as what? Nikki, you've fired him. You just spent a whole day. You've got bruises all over you from skeet shooting yesterday with a shotgun.
It'll
give you a big old bruise, that's for sure.
Yeah, the Maverick 88 is something else you want to take a look at, too. That's also, there's a whole bunch of them out there. I'm telling you what I have, and they're very reasonably priced, Jerry, at about a $200 mark.
Oh,
Okay, 200, 229, somewhere in that range. And you can really do a lot to him. You can add some things to him, and you can really cool him up a little bit if you want to. You can give him a lot of tactical look. Hey, listen, we appreciate the call very much. We're getting ready to take a break. I'm glad we could get to you quickly, and I'm glad you found us.
Outstanding. Thanks, sir.
Not a problem, man. Spread the word about Armed American Radio, bud. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. All right, Sean. Hey, that was pretty cool. Got calls coming in from California already, Nikki.
Actually, we got another one here, but we'll take that one after the break.
Yeah, we're going to have to take that after the break because I believe... there it is. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to formally introduce Nikki Gosar to you and tell her story and talk about an awful lot of fun stuff. You've just got a taste of what you're going to hear on Armed American Radio today. You're on the network. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit galcogunleather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Yet we must try to honor them. Not for their sakes alone, but for our own. And if words cannot repay the debt we owe these men, surely with our actions we must strive to keep faith with them and with the vision that led them to battle and to final sacrifice. That's Ronald Reagan. Oh, Sean, where is he today?
Yeah, I feel you. Believe me.
What did he lose on the last one? He lost, one state, I think?
Yes.
Montana?
I believe it was Montana.
Guess how Montana is going to vote now. Guess how Montana would vote today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already know that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network. The phones have been lighting up, and I love it. I appreciate it. However, if your call is deviating slightly from the topic that we're about ready to get into, we're going to ask you, we'll either ask you to hold until we can get to you, or we will call you back and bring you on the air when we move into that segment. So we appreciate your patience. Bear with us. The phones have been lighting up. I'd like to take this opportunity right now to welcome Miss Nikki Gosar, who is sitting right across from me in the studio, Sean, and it's great to have her here live instead of on the phone.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Armed American Radio, Nikki.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so excited to be here.
And you know, you're not even nervous.
Well, I used to sing karaoke all the time, so I'm used to microphones.
Okay, see, she's used to being up in front of microphones. And Sean, you were there for the speech that she gave.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Very, very moving speech.
Man, it really, really was. What we're going to do, because we have so many new listeners across the country today, Washington, D.C. is, new to Armed American Radio right now. In fact,
this is Portland, second week.
Yeah, this is their second week. It's great to be inside the Beltway, and we just know. Well, the Obamas, what do you do, spend 3 hours down at the golf, play golf, then he played golf for 5 hours, and then went to Chicago?
I think that's what he did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's okay in Chicago. Chicago's not a very safe city with their gun bans, is it, Nikki?
Yeah.
See? Did you hear that? It doesn't even garner a response. I know. We have Bonehead Awards daily, could win the thing every single day. But, Nikki, I would like to take this opportunity because we do have so many new listeners. And I know you very well. We're good friends, and you've been a regular guest on the program before. There's a lot happening in Tennessee where you're from right now. But before we get into that, let's let the new listener across America hear why you're here. And what happened to you, and tell us your story, if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very compelling stuff. If you've made the decision to carry a firearm, or if you are sitting on the fence, this may very well change your mind. Nikki, I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Okay. Well, on April the 2nd, 2009, in the Nashville, Tennessee area, my husband and I were running a karaoke show. We owned a karaoke business out of an establishment called Johnny's Sports Bar. And it's a restaurant, but, you know, they serve alcoholic beverages there. But anyway, there was a karaoke customer of mine that had been stalking me. And he was never threatening. He was never violent to my knowledge. He never threatened me. There was no restraining order. Anyway, I didn't even realize he was stalking me until that night. But he came in to Johnny's. And you know that feeling you get when you feel like somebody's watching you?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody does.
I'm at the karaoke computer typing in songs, and I look up, and there he is, this man that had been stalking me. And I realized the light bulb came on, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what is he doing here? So I turned to Ben, and I said, babe, you know, that man is here, the one that has sent me those messages. He had found me on MySpace and sent me some inappropriate messages. I deleted him, and I blocked him. And Ben said, yeah. And I said, I'm going to ask management to have him removed. I don't feel comfortable at all. And Ben said, okay, babe, do whatever you need to do. So I went to get management, told them about this man, told them that I was uncomfortable. Please remove him. When they went to confront him and ask him to leave, he pulled a .45 Ruger and shot my husband from behind in the head. And then he stood over Ben and continued to fire 5 more rounds into him. And because of Tennessee state law, I had to leave my legal permitted firearm locked in my vehicle that night. And I'll never know now what could have happened. I feel like if I had been allowed to carry my legal weapon on me that night, I could have possibly saved my husband. And, you know, as it stands, we had zero chance at Ben's survival.
at the very least, and Sean, this is what just, you know, it boils your blood.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because she was legislated out of the right to defend herself and her family. You weren't even given that opportunity. As a law-abiding citizen, you follow the law. That's what law-abiding citizens do.
Yep.
And as a result, Sean, as Susanna Hupp was years ago, and we've talked about it many, many times, and to use her own term, I was legislated out of the right to defend myself. And I have to ask this question. Fort Hood comes to mind. Yeah. Any victim comes to mind. Virginia Tech comes to mind. Any of them do. But particularly you, Nikki, because you had your gun and your gun was in your vehicle and it was inaccessible to you. I can't even imagine how helpless you felt knowing that. And then having to live with that thought for the rest of your life. But you're doing some great things about it. And Ben's death is not in vain. And we're going to get into some tremendous detail about that, some of the speeches that you've given and some of the testimony that you've given in Tennessee and across the country. But what really boils me is if you ask, for example, Fort Hood, don't you think out of 13 victims in Fort Hood that they would have wanted the opportunity to defend themselves?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is the opportunity that, we, you know, we will never know the answers to these questions, but these folks were never, and your husband never had that opportunity. And it just, it is truly, it's heartbreaking is what it is, to say the least. Okay, since then, now he is now, we'll leave his name out of it. We don't have to go there. This individual was tackled at the bar.
Yes, there was actually a, there was a Marine in the crowd that tackled Ben's murderer. He literally took him down in a full body slam and disarmed him and held him until the police came. Now, about four or five other guys jumped on top of him, so they formed a pyramid. But, yeah. And okay. I honestly don't know if I would be here if it weren't for that Marine.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, isn't that something?
That is just, every time I hear it, I just, you know, I just can't, I don't have words to express how angry that makes me.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is angering. There's no question about it. And, you know, I know Nikki very well. Nikki, you know, you and I have talked about this many times. We're probably going to put something about this on paper down the road. And your story, as tragic as it is being told now. And you're getting a lot of play. You've spoken at a number of different locations. You've spoken at the, among other things, the Second Amendment March in D.C. in April, just a couple months back. You have testified in front of where, Ohio Senate?
Just Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Ohio and Tennessee?
Ohio.
You spoke on the floor?
Yeah, I went to Ohio and I testified before their House, and then I came back and testified before their Senate.
And that was in regards to the...
Their own restaurant carry.
Restaurant
bill.
Carry bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know, maybe we all don't know, and we'll enlighten you today about the restaurant carry bills, folks, across the country, across the nation. One was signed in Georgia last year, 2 years ago, I guess, HB 89. Tennessee had your bill go into effect last year, and it was, let's just say, Sean, we had a judge that didn't like what the legislature did and took it upon herself to say no and put an injunction against it. We'll talk about that in detail and about what's coming now that Nikki's in the fight. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back. Don't go away, please.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Wow, that's, folks, if you were listening to us before we went into the break, as we went into the break, the story that you heard is very heartbreaking, one that I'm very familiar with, but one that every time I hear it, Sean,
it does the same thing to me.
Man,
I know the feeling.
Yeah, we were talking with Eugene here, producer in Atlanta, just a couple seconds ago in between the breaks there, and about, you know, how compelling the story is. And, you know, you really have to sit back and you have to think.
Mm-hmm.
Think. Put yourself in that situation. Nikki, you didn't even know that you were being stalked, and here come to find out, you know, by the time you realized it, it was too late. Now, that's a whole different dynamic, the stalking thing, that we just don't want to go into that whole deal tonight. What we want to do is talk about the fact that you were, A, legislated out of your right. And let's talk now about what's happening, because you have not laid down on this.
Oh, no.
Okay, and the fight that you're taking now is being recognized across the country. You have been on news programs, broadcasts, the BBC, all over the world, not to mention here in the United States. In fact, you have a column up right now on the fine governor in Tennessee, Bredesen, and his recent veto of some legislation, one that he, by the way, folks, said he would support. Let's not forget that. A politician lying? Oh, Sean.
That seems like that's the norm these days.
Oh, I mean, let's do a Sam Kinison laugh on that one. Oh, are you kidding me? A politician's lying? That certainly can't be the case. But it is. He did, and he vetoed it. Let's talk about what he vetoed, because you were very instrumental in this law passing in Tennessee. So take us back to the beginning, after Ben's death, and the steps that you took through now.
Oh, gosh. Almost immediately after Ben was murdered, I called Susanna Hupp. I actually jumped through a few hoops, and I ended up on the phone with this pillar of strength out of Texas. She's on the board of directors with the Second Amendment Sisters, which I was a member of. And after I spoke with her, I realized, you know, this is something that I had to do. You know, I was a little afraid to stand up and get out there and talk, but something just came over me, and it's called anger. It's called fury.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
It's called wanting to do something positive out of something horrible. And so I immediately basically just started working from home off my computer, writing blogs, articles, getting involved in grassroots organizations, trying to go out and speak wherever I could to try and educate people about how important it is to protect yourself and your family and why our Second Amendment is so important. And, you know, I started getting calls. I don't know how these people found me, but the BBC called me, ABC with Charles Gibson, they called me. I did an interview with them, German television, Russian TV. I went and testified in Ohio twice for their own restaurant carry bill. I went to Arkansas and spoke at their Second Amendment rally. I went to Kentucky and spoke at their rally. Now, Kentucky, let me tell you, there is a little slice of heaven in Frankfort, Kentucky, because at this rally, you could carry.
Sean, listen to this. This is great.
You could carry on the state house grounds.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And there were probably, I'm not kidding you, over 300 guns there, and I have never felt so safe
okay,
in my life.
Okay, wait a minute. I have to, Sean.
Yes.
300 guns in one place. How many people were arrested?
None.
How many people got hurt?
None.
How many guns accidentally misfired?
None.
How many children were harmed?
None.
Okay, you may continue. I just wanted to prove my point.
It was such a great event, and it was so powerful. And I just remember when I got up to speak, I said, how does it feel to be in the safest place in Kentucky right now?
Isn't that great?
Absolutely.
It was quite the experience for me. I had never witnessed anything like that before.
Now, that was right before the Second Amendment march in Washington. Wasn't that just on a couple weeks before we were in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you left your job and now work for?
I work at the Tennessee legislature. I work for the legislature. I'm a legislative assistant now for State House Representative Chad Faulkner on the Republican side.
All right.
And I really love it there. You know, I feel like it's the first job I feel like I can really make a difference in people's lives. You know, we do a lot of work for our constituents, me in particular out of District 36. And I love being there.
Now, you were recognized on the floor when the first bill went through last year,
mm-hmm.
and overwhelmingly passed both houses, both Tennessee state houses, correct?
Yes.
And it passed with a veto-proof majority, and it was vetoed,
mm-hmm.
and the veto was then overridden.
Yes.
The law went into effect?
Yes, in July, and we actually had the law in place for a little over 4 months, and I just want to point out that while it was in place, there was absolutely no shootings.
Wasn't running in the street, Sean? Take a note of that.
I definitely will.
Yeah. Right to carry permit holders are some of the most responsible, kind, considerate people that I have ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, let's do this. Let's give out a Bonehead Award, shall we?
Yes, please.
This would be a good time.
I could think of several.
To give out a Bonehead Award. There's a restaurant in Nashville because the law was vetoed by Bredesen, the restaurant carry bill, and the Tennessee House and Senate overturned the veto. That would seem to be the will of the people speaking, I think. Yeah, it is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the people spoke and overwhelmingly spoke. And we have a restaurant owner in Nashville, so let's go ahead and give him some publicity because he's obviously looking for it, so let's give it to him. Sunset Grill?
Yes.
In Nashville?
Yes.
What's the owner's name?
His name is Randy Rayburn.
Randy Rayburn. Randy Rayburn owns the Sunset Grill in Nashville. Take a note of that, the Sunset Grill in Nashville. And the reason you want to take a note of that is because if you're in Nashville, which is a great city to visit, you never want to go there, do you?
No.
We don't want to give who? Randy Rayburn?
Yes.
Any of our money, ever. And you want to spread the word. He doesn't want your money. He makes that very clear.
And is it safe? I mean, because he's got this sign. Every criminal in Nashville knows, hey, we can go in here and do what we need to do.
Free parking always.
Yeah, he's got a sign on his front door of his restaurant that says free parking always, guns never. And he is actually the gentleman that spearheaded the lawsuit challenging the restaurant carry law last year for vagueness. And the one thing that I can't quite seem to get Randy to understand is that criminals don't care about your sign.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
matter of fact, that just lets them know.
Oh,
we can go here.
Guys, real quick, I have to take a quick mention here. My kids are listening and are going to bed, and they're waiting for me to say goodnight to them. So, Bean and Sporter, get a good night's sleep.
They're okay. So cute. I got to meet them.
Bean and Sporter, we'll leave it at that. Get a great night's sleep, and we will see you in the morning. Okay, now, we've got 30 seconds before we go to a break.
Yes.
So, Bonehead number one tonight, and we have a handful of Bonehead Awards tonight. You can always count on somebody saying something stupid. Sean loves that. But Sunset Grill in Nashville, let's not go there, and let's spread the word to everybody we know that we're not welcome there, that law-abiding people who own guns for their personal defense are not welcome at the Sunset Grill in Nashville. And he's made that very clear. What's the sign? Free parking always, guns never, right? That pretty much says it all.
Yes.
Okay, Randy Rayburn. Aladdin has granted your wish. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. Portland, Oregon, KFXD. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be back after these messages. See you in a second.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
1 500-pound wild boar. 1 9-millimeter round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
I have no illusions about what little I can add now to the silent testimony of those who gave their lives willingly for their country. Words are even more feeble on this Memorial Day, for the sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who, in return, loved their countrymen enough to die for them. That, again, is Ronald Reagan, and those were from remarks in 1982 at ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery, Sean, where we just were not
yes,
long
we
ago.
Yes, we were. I was just looking at those pictures last night. Matter
very,
fact,
very moving. The changing absolutely. Of the guard over there is very moving. And, you know, I encourage you to get out and take a tour and a visit if you're in the area. Without a doubt, it's very powerful stuff. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and I'm joined by Nikki Gosar. You've been hearing some very compelling conversation with Nikki, and we're going to get right smack back into that in just a second. But first, Sean, we'll get a little bit of business out of the way.
Absolutely.
877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 if you wish to talk with Nikki, and she will be here for the entire broadcast for this Memorial Day edition of Armed American Radio. So feel free to pick up the phone and get involved. Mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and twitter.com/AARMark. Now, Sean, we're getting some hate mail from time to time.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? That means people are paying attention, because when you've got the antis out there making, and they do, they make fools of themselves. I can't read the mail.
Well, it's called uneducated.
Unintelligent.
Exactly. That just means you're relevant.
Thank you. That's a great point. You know, because I can't read the mail. Now, they're few and far between, but, you know, folks, if you disagree with what we talk about on Armed American Radio, hey, that's the great part of America. If you want to write in and have a dialogue, go ahead. We're just not going to give you any airtime because the Second Amendment and our right to defend ourselves is not open for debate on Armed American Radio. And I think we've made that pretty clear. And, Sean, that sometimes invites people to say bonehead things.
Yep.
You know? So we have a lot of fun with that. Keep the emails coming, regardless of the ilk.
And you know what really shocks me is people, and I guess maybe I've been naive, because to me, I don't know why you would not want to have the right to defend yourself. I mean, I just really don't get it. It's above my thought pattern.
Yeah, it is. I can't wrap my head around it. Nikki, I'm sitting across this space shuttle board here from someone who lived it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I can't wrap my head around it. And we've talked, you know, off air many times, on air many times, and I just can't wrap my head around it. The human mind just doesn't want to comprehend something so awful. So I ask you, to think about it. Seriously, think about what would happen. Look at your wife. Mm-hmm. Look at your kids. Look at your husband. And think about that happening to you and what kind of response you would like to be able to provide. You know, you want to prevent it. And if given the opportunity, I can't imagine. We are getting some email in here. One came in from Eric Yule or Eric All. I apologize, Eric, if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly. And the subject is Sunset Grill. Hey, Mark, you might mention BuckeyeFirearms.org, that you can order their no guns equals no money cards and have listeners walk in that restaurant and leave them with a card, letting them know just how many people and how much money their ignorance is costing them. I don't even live in Ohio, but I bought the cards. I have yet to find a place that I've been able to give a card. Eric, well, Eric, what? You're right.
I think I'm going to go and get those cards and mail them from Texas.
Well, we had a similar, who was it we gave one of those, I can't remember who it was, in Reno. We had a place in Reno that we gave publicity to, and of course we're being listened to live in Reno. So we want to, hey, if you know of a place that wants free publicity like this.
Absolutely.
Call Sean, 877-956-9566. We'll be more than happy to give it to him. Anyway, you're back and I on Armed American Radio. We've been running our gator. Let's turn it back over to Nikki because we were talking about the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I want to point out is that the Sunset Grill owner, Rayburn, right, sued, and Chancellor Bonnieman, a woman, overturned the will of the people last year because she claimed the constitutionality of the wording of the law was vague in the sense that it was hard to or impossible the way it was written to distinguish between a restaurant and a bar. Now, when this ruling first came down, Nikki, you were not on the air with us, but I made the comment to Sean. You know, Sean, if I can, you know, we all know what a McDonald's is.
Absolutely.
That's a restaurant.
That's a restaurant.
We all know what Sully's Tavern is.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bar.
I know here in Dallas, in order to be a restaurant, you have to have a kitchen that's working.
Right. If I can go in and order a sandwich, mm-hmm. It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
If I can go in and order an adult beverage, it's a bar. So, you know, this is an anti-gun activist judge, obviously, who wanted to overturn this law and successfully did. Then what happened?
Well, first I have to tell you that I actually went and sat in that courtroom right up front. And on the day that she overturned the law, that was what would have been Ben's 50th birthday. And wow. I sat there in disbelief, but anyway, the problem is in Tennessee, we have no bars, per se, in Tennessee. All establishments that have a liquor license have to sell a certain percentage in food in order to even have the liquor license to sell liquor. The problem is the way that the Alcohol and Beverage Commission does things, they just give them a little slap on the hand. Okay, you don't serve food. You know, we're going to slap you on the hand and let you continue to operate. And they should not be operating, but they are. So anyway, you know, Randy Rayburn and his attorney, Mr. Smith, and, you know, they went before the judge and she overturned it. She said that right to carry permit holders would not be able to properly discern whether this is a restaurant or a bar. So our lawmakers came back this year with SB 3012, restaurant carry law, and opened it up to any establishment that serves alcohol. But they still have the right and the choice to post a sign if they want.
And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I'm just going to let you know when I find out where the sign is, not to go.
Adios.
Adios, amigos. If you don't want it, listen, I have no problem with personal property rights. None whatsoever. Now, we've got a minute and 30 seconds. The new law has passed. Bredesen vetoed it.
Again.
Which he said he wasn't going to do, but he did. Imagine that. Lying politician. The Senate overrode the veto.
Yes.
Last week.
Yes. And it goes
to the House on Tuesday.
On Thursday, it looks like.
On Thursday. And it will be overridden in the House, too.
Should be.
And this time, there's a new provision in there that smacks them upside the head and says, guess what? When we override the veto, it goes into effect today. So we're looking forward to that, Tennessee, and we will report back to you next week on that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I've been joined by Nikki Gosar, my producer, Sean. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more talk about stuff that goes bang, bang. See you in a few.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.